Recording here. We are up and running.
All right.
And I always use the time on here on my phone to make sure.
Atomic time, yeah.
You get old like me, it happens.
Well, the trick is getting old like you.
Yeah. Just don't lose your hair.
Too late for that.
You're getting there. Good, man. Today's date is September 22nd of 2016. The current time is 11:59 hours. This is a reference case number 16, Diaz and David, 03530. I'm Detective Brandon Long with Douglas County Sheriff's Office. The person I'm speaking with is Jonathan Allen Edwards. His date of birth is July 28th of 1992. Is that a good address for you?
No, it's not.
What's that current address?
311 3rd Street. Gold Bar, Washington. 98251.
So that's his current address. Location we're speaking is the Douglas County Sheriff's Office interview room in East Wenatchee. At this time, Jonathan, I'll let you know this is being recorded. Do you have permission to record this?
You have my permission.
Okay. Do you go by John?
John.
John, okay.
Yeah.
I'm good. Hit that. Is there anyone else in the room with us, John?
No, there's not.
Okay.
That I know of, anyways.
Oh, yeah. There's no secret mirrors in here. So the whole reason we're here, obviously, is the marijuana grow up on Badger Mountain Road. Okay. Yeah. So I want to talk a little bit about your relationship with Damon, how you got to Washington,
Okay. What
you've done since you've been here, and I've got some people's names, and obviously I want to run by you,
Okay. And
we'll kind of run down that road. So talk to me about Damon. How do you know Damon?
I met Damon because I went up to the property to help Jeff out with manual labor.
And Jeff is?
Jeff Freeman.
Okay. When you say help Jeff Freeman, when did you come up with Jeff?
I want to say it was May or June
of
last year.
So May or June,
yeah,
2015.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And I was basically their, I was his schlep. I cooked the food, cleaned up the cabin, cut the firewood, cleaned up the property because the previous tenant, David Day, had left an ungodly amount of garbage. So our first thing was we cleaned out the cabin, and then we had to just clean all of the crap out of there. I'm sorry, this whole thing has got me just losing my mind. So I met Damon. He came up to visit, to meet with Jeff, to make sure everything was on the up and up.
And when was that?
I think it was June, but I'm sorry, I don't...
Still 2015?
Still 2015.
Okay.
Still 2015, yes.
So Damon came up to... Was it just you and Jeff on the property at that time?
Yeah. There was a... my friend Dave was, you know, he came up, you know, brought food up and stuff for
us. Who's Dave?
Dave Barry.
Dave Barry from Gold Bar, Dave Barry?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, I... met Damon, just wanted him to know who was on his property. I wanted to show him what I was doing, because we did do a lot of work.
It's a big chunk of land.
It's a huge chunk of land, and we didn't have the right tools, so a lot of the work that we did was really labor-intensive. Actually, I don't know, were you up there? Did you go up there? Well, that road up by the cabin was sloughed off, and there was next to the cabin, there's sort of a knoll sticking out.
Yep.
That wasn't there. I cut and filled that. Yeah.
That's serious labor intensive.
Yeah, no, I was up there as a farmhand. I was trying to help him out. I cut down trees. I put up that little barbed wire fence up there. There was a bunch of firewood up there that was all chopped and stacked, but I guess Jeff burned through all that.
So Damon shows up to visit.
And we just got to talking. You know, I mean, I wanted him to know that I'm an all right guy, you know. I wasn't there to abuse, you know, the privilege of being up there. I love it up there.
Oh, dude.
It's beautiful. It's
the
view so from
that
beautiful.
Place is amazing.
Breathtaking. It's just...
It's amazing up there.
Yeah, well, anyway, so he came up a couple of times, and I met his wife, Taffy, and...
Taffy,
yes.
T-A-F-F-Y?
Yes. I don't know if that's a real name or not.
I doubt it, but...
That's what she goes by.
So how long did you stay up there that season?
Early October, I left.
Because of weather or something else going on?
Something else going on. The Jeff Freeman became abusive. He became impossible to be around, and then he left for California and left me up there by myself, and I couldn't hang. I couldn't hack it.
How'd you get back?
I called Dave.
Said, help.
I said, help me. Get me out of here.
So how much marijuana did they grow last year up there?
It was more than double planted, like two holes. So I don't know. It was between 40 and 50 some odd plants.
40 to 50?
Yeah, something like that.
Did you ever see any of this medical paperwork?
There were medical papers. They had prescriptions.
And you saw it with your own eyes?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if they were valid or not. I mean, I'm not a, like a... Yeah, at one point, one of the neighbors came over and was hooting and hollering and screaming at us, a guy by the name of John Belt, right?
John.
You know him?
Oh, very well.
Okay. Well, he came over here and he's screaming, you're as bad as the damn Mexicans. You got beer growing your marijuana. I said, no, look, here. There was a folder. And here. That makes it okay, right? And as far as I know, it made it okay. I mean, that's what you needed, right? Three prescriptions, 15 plants apiece.
So who had prescriptions?
What were the names on the scripts? One of them was Dave's.
Dave.
Barry.
Okay.
Megan somebody. And I think the other one belonged to Nicholas somebody. I'm sorry, it was a year ago, and I didn't really familiarize myself with the paperwork too much.
Okay. So last year, 2015.
Yeah.
You're there May or June, somewhere there.
Yeah.
Through October.
I
didn't Jeff Freeman before he got weird on you.
Before he went crazy.
So Dave Barry had been there. Damon had been there, so everybody's visiting. Medical marijuana grow.
Right.
Three guys got prescriptions.
Everything was hunky-dory as far as I know.
So everything, as far as you understand it, is good to go, okay?
Yeah.
So how you leave in October, where do you go from there?
I went back to Gold Bar. I didn't really have anywhere to go.
Dave took you back to the Gold Bar?
Yeah, Dave put me up. Then I left for Humboldt County around Thanksgiving, and I stayed in California for a while. Then I went and visited some friends in Nevada.
So in Humboldt County, you have a marijuana grow down there too?
Oh, hell no. No, I have my family down there.
Oh, so everybody's got marijuana in Humboldt.
Actually, that's not true. My folks are school teachers. they don't really like
that. Not legal in California yet.
Yeah.
Well, I'll get there. Everybody else is going legal.
Yeah.
Well, so you're at Humboldt County, and you go to Nevada for a while.
I went to Nevada for a while, then I came back up here.
So when did you arrive back here in Washington?
I want to say February.
Of this year?
Yeah.
Okay. What are you doing for work? You said pizza?
At the time I was unemployed. Dave was putting me up in his house. I was helping him out with what he needed to do. I was trying to get a job with Eric at his medical shop.
Eric
Martinez. I'm pretty sure.
Gold Bar Marijuana.
Yeah, but it wasn't Gold Bar Marijuana then. It was Herbal Relief.
So and for him.
Well, he never gave me a job. He gave me just little odds and ends jobs, you know.
Such as? Legal or illegal? I'm not going to hang you up on what you did then.
No. It was legal, actually. I was drilling. I hung some cameras for them. I put up the wires. When they were converting the shop, I put the lights up. I painted the floors in there.
Which shop are we talking about?
The Herbal Relief, which then became Gold Bar Marijuana.
So kind of just under the table handyman jobs?
Yeah, I did a bunch of handyman stuff because I am pretty handy. I mean, around March, the snow was melted enough, and I wanted to see if Jeff had cleaned up the property up on Badger Mountain. and so I went up there.
How'd you get there?
I parked my car up at the top of, I think it was Redfield Road.
Mm-hmm.
There's a fork in Redfield Road where it junctions off, and I think it's the only road that does that. It's a big road. There's, at the time, there was water flowing down. It was kind of an impasse. So I parked my car up there, and I hiked onto the property. It was about a mile and a half, 2 miles.
Yeah, it's not super far.
No, it's not, but I didn't have snowshoes, and it was 40
a
inches
cold.
Of snow. Yeah, you know, the old...
gets a little chilly in that snow.
Yeah, it does. I was regretting not having snow pants. I tell you that much.
So this is in March. You go to see Jeff.
No, I didn't go to see Jeff. I knew Jeff was out of there.
Oh, you knew he was gone?
He was gone. Oh. Yeah, he abandoned the place. I think it's something about his dog.
So you knew Jeff was gone.
So
what was your purpose of going there?
I wanted to see what the damage was, because if he left a mess like that, I wanted to make sure it got cleaned up for Damon.
Okay.
So for the next couple of months, I took my spare time and I went up there and started cleaning the cabin first.
Did you live up there then, or did you come back and forth?
No, I was running back and forth, doing odd jobs to make the gas money and running back and forth. I just wanted
like
to
March through May, probably.
Yeah, March through May. Then Damon came up with his brother-in-law, and they wanted to assess the damage that was done to the property. And I went up there with Dave Berry, because he was up there helping out, cleaning up, but he can't help too much.
He's got an issue.
He's got severe Parkinson's disease. I think it's moved to from the moderate to the advanced stage. He's not far off from dementia.
Wheelchair bound, or what's he got?
Not wheelchair bound. He shakes. He loses his balance. He has a hard time remembering things, and
does the marijuana want to help him with the pain and stuff?
Oh yeah. Well, he doesn't take Percocet. They prescribe him Percocet, and he won't take it.
He does marijuana instead.
So he uses marijuana instead, which I respect him for, honestly.
Well, I talk to cancer patients and stuff all the time about marijuana, and it's legal in Washington, so everybody talks marijuana anymore. But
yeah,
I know the guys that use it for medicinal swear by it. So
well, I have my med card too. I am moderately bipolar.
Can I see it?
I think this is the one. This is the that's my
chest. Diagnosed with bipolar? Or
yes.
Like your doctor told you that?
Like I went first to a psychiatrist, and then I just went into my regular clinician, doctor, whatever.
Sort of knowing whether all PAs and RNs and
I don't know what they're called, but yeah. Basically, back when I was 18, I had a lot of psychological problems here. I'll show you.
So you're how old now?
24.
24. Okay.
Yeah. Back in the day, I had some serious issues, and they had me on 9 kinds of medications: Zoloft, Wellbutrin, Depakote, Lithium, Adderall, Ritalin.
Marijuana way better.
Fewer side effects. Honestly, the worst side effect with some of those medications: sexual.
Really?
Yeah. Zoloft, they prescribe it for 2 things: chronic depression and premature ejaculation. Now you can imagine how that would be terrible if you don't have a premature ejaculation problem.
That's no bueno.
You're telling me.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, if you've ever had someone... No, you're done. I'm done. It's over. So anyway,
that's funny.
I hope I brought that copy of my tucker. Okay, it's just a copy of it, yeah.
That's fine. Mind if I take a photo of it?
Go ahead.
So when were you diagnosed?
Back when I was 18 at Sonoma State.
So what do you do now for it? Just marijuana only, or?
I use marijuana to treat one of the symptoms of it. I'm unmedicated. I'm trying to manage it on my own. I've had varying degrees of success.
So how's that going for you?
I've dropped out of school twice because I can't focus.
High school or college?
No, college. Dropped out of school a couple of times because I couldn't focus and maintain the course load. When I get really depressed, I don't eat, which is why I have my bot card. I'll go for a day, sometimes two, without eating when I get stressed out.
Wow.
It makes me physically ill to eat. I throw it back up.
Oh, okay.
So I have my BOC card. Works for me.
So what are you doing for like groceries and stuff? You got an EBT card going on, or how are you getting money?
I work in a pizza store. I make about $23 an hour on a good day.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Any government assistance of any kind?
No. I was, when I didn't have a job, I was on a little bit of government assistance. I did have EBT. But I went off of it.
When was the last time you think you used EBT?
January, maybe. But that was when they said, well, you got to do the work service or you're going to lose your benefits. And they said, well, you still have benefits on your card. So I went and got some groceries.
Okay. So you, we'll rewind here. You and Dave end up at the property.
Yeah.
To check it out. So what time frame are we talking then? Are we still
that would have been
May?
That would have been May 2016.
Okay. So what happens that trip?
Well, Dave and I had been kicking around the idea of renting the property, but we were both financially strapped. So Dave actually is the one that brought it up to Damon, wasn't me. You know, we'd like to rent the property again. You know, we love it up here.
Mm-hmm.
So, Damon and I, went through a couple of versions of a rental agreement. But the problem was I didn't have a renter, and I couldn't be up there full time. About that time, Dave and June started having some serious marital problems. Well, anyway, she took off, but that was a little later on.
So what happens with the rental agreement? Do you end up renting it?
I said, Dave, I can't afford to rent the property. He said, it's okay, I'll find you a renter. Enter DJ.
So you and DJ, do you know DJ's real name?
Alvaro Viveros Morales. Actually, I made sure to get his driver's license, a photo of his driver's license with the rental agreement, just in case something like that happened.
And so so you meet DJ through David Berry?
No, I met DJ through his brother-in-law. I just in passing at the medical pot shop.
Okay.
So anyway, I made it real clear to DJ that this place was real special to me, and I did not. I told him you can't have free run of the place. There are rules you got to follow.
So what would be his reasoning for wanting to rent it with you?
I'm guessing he wanted to grow pot there. You know, if I had to be honest with you.
So we don't drive from Gold Bar to there to grow 15 plants.
No, but I also told, I wanted to see if we could do the state liquor control board thing where you go and you register your mm-hmm. grow and you can have up to 60 plants, if I'm not mistaken.
Did you ever do that?
No, at the time I only had my medical marijuana card, but I warned him, and I told him not to start, not that he couldn't blow it up for a couple of reasons. One, this is Douglas County. Two, there's no water on that property. And three, it's a bad fucking idea. And anyway, I was up there cleaning up the property still. That was my end in the whole rental agreement, was that in order to rent the property, I had to clean up the trash that Jeffrey Freeman had left behind.
When you say clean up the trash, what are you going to do with all that trash?
I took it to the Skykomish dump.
Took the Skykomish.
Yeah. There should be, I noticed there are cameras there, so mm-hmm. if you need to verify that, go ahead and look at the end of May and the beginning of June.
So May and June. When's the last time you were actually on the property?
June 7th, 8th, somewhere in there.
So early to mid-June, you're out of there.
I was gone, yeah. Dave was having some real problems at home. I couldn't be up there. I couldn't afford the gas to get back and forth because Damon was letting me use his truck to take the trash.
What kind of truck was that?
That would be the green GMC.
With the white canopy?
Yep. That's the one.
How'd you know I knew about that?
Huh?
How'd you know I knew about that?
Hmm?
Were you aware I was aware of this truck?
Yeah, actually, I was aware of that.
How were you made aware of that?
After I'd left the property, Alvaro called me. He said, "Hey, man, they're looking for your truck." I got stopped. They're looking for your truck. The fuck are they looking for Damon's truck for? Well, I was gone before that, and I didn't go back up afterwards, that's for damn sure. He asked for my help.
Did you ever bring that truck to Wenatchee?
Huh?
Did you ever bring that truck to Wenatchee?
Wenatchee?
Mm-hmm. Down here, East Wenatchee, Wenatchee area?
Not that I can remember. Why?
Because you did.
Okay.
Where'd you go?
Over to the East Wenatchee. I went, found the dump.
Go to Walmart?
Yeah, went to Walmart.
And who were you with at Walmart?
Alvaro. Went and got some groceries.
How'd you pay for those groceries?
I didn't.
Who did?
DJ.
How'd he pay for them?
Cash.
You sure about that?
Fairly sure, yeah. I mean, we bought groceries, camping supplies, some sleeping bags.
How'd you pay for your groceries?
Again, I didn't pay for the groceries.
At all?
No. Okay. I didn't have any money, man. I was driving that truck back and forth, $50.
Sucks up some gas, doesn't it?
$50 a trip, man. And I was spending, it was $22 every time I went to the dump.
Oh, shit. $22?
Yeah, every time. I was tapped out on it. I had no money.
So you and DJ are using the truck. He gets a hold of you and says, "Hey, dude, they're looking for your truck." Where's the truck now?
Damon has it. It's at Les Schwab. I took it off the mountain so that he couldn't use it.
So when you're last up there with DJ
in,
what, June, how many plants does he have going at that point?
He'd brought up a whole bunch. That's why I left.
What did he bring up? What did you see that he's bringing up there?
He called me to ask to help him to move some stuff up there, and I told him no. We had a big old knockdown, drag-out fight about it. And I wouldn't help him move the plants. I refused.
When you say the plants, what are they in? What do they look like at this stage?
They were scraggly looking. They were in pots or
that.
I saw them on the property. I didn't help him take them there.
Okay. So how many of those do you think he's hauling up there?
Fuck. There was way too many. I didn't bother to get an exact head count, but the words "way too many" come to mind.
What did the pots look like?
They were little black pots.
What material were they?
The plastic. Anyway, I went back up there after he'd taken the plants on the property. And I told him that he had to get the shit off the property.
What did he say to that?
Well, I don't have an exact quote, but it was something along the lines of, "This is how I make my living. She is not going to tell me what to do with my plants. This is mine."
Does he have that heavy an accent? I haven't talked to him.
Yes, he does. He's kind of hard to understand. Okay.
Is he a legal citizen, do you know?
I think he's a resident.
Resident alien?
Yeah.
Okay. What kind of tattoos does he have?
Let's see. He's got a big, it's like a skeleton guy. Holding a lever-action rifle.
On which shoulder, do you think?
It'd be his left shoulder.
Okay.
He's got one across his chest that says Leland. He's got a couple on the backs of his calves. He's got ink on all of his arms.
What about his hands?
Didn't see it. No, I know he didn't have any.
Just arms, forearms,
Yeah.
So you go up there, tell him to get the shit off the property. Look, he basically says, fuck you.
We had a couple knockdown, drag-out fights about it. And I couldn't get him to move it, but I wasn't willing to get violent about it. You know, that's the only thing I think that would have actually gotten him to shift that is if I'd whooped his ass.
Get into a brawl over it all? So what happens after he tells you to basically go pound sand? What do you do?
Well, hold on, because during that time, there was about 4 days in there that I was up there with the... And during that time, he has a dog. The dog's name is Shorty. It's a French bulldog.
Shorty?
Shorty, yes. It's a French bulldog.
Expensive dog.
Very expensive dog. While he beats the shit out of it. And he left... And he came back, and the dog had shit all over the inside of the house. And he pulled a banister stave. There are banister staves lying around, you know. Mm-hmm. And he made sure that there weren't any splinters sticking out of it. I didn't know what he was just picking to stick. And he just starts fucking wailing on the dog. And
inside or outside the cabin?
Both, actually. He chased the dog inside the cabin, and I tried to stop him. And I told him that it wasn't going to do any good. The dog didn't know what it had done wrong, and he just kept beating the fucking dog. And I threatened to go to the landlord.
Damon,
and have him kick us off, and that went over about as well as you'd expect. Before there was ever any marijuana on the property, I had my shotgun up there. After the whole dog beating incident, I left. I didn't take my gun with me. I was just... It was too much. He was also stealing water. I showed him where to get drinking water.
Where was that?
There's a well up at the top of Badger Mountain. Leo Morton is the guy who owns it. And he doesn't mind if the people that are up there take water, but not lots of water. He posted a notice about it. There's nothing wrong with taking 20 gallons of drinking water.
Mm-hmm.
But he was taking his truck, the silver Nissan Titan Baja. It was lifted. It had a big grill on the front of it.
Mm-hmm. What state are the plates on it?
Washington.
Any damage on that truck?
Yes. Later on, after I was gone, he crashed it.
And where's the damage on it?
The damage is on the front. I think it's the front passenger side, but the whole front's messed up. It had one of those... cages on the front, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that got all smashed up. The radiator was all smashed up. The truck was smashed up.
Where's the truck now?
I have no idea. I don't think he's driving it anymore.
What's he driving now?
This is secondhand information, so I'm not sure about the veracity of it.
Okay.
But I was told that he's driving an 04 Hummer. It's a H2 or H3. I'm not sure which model.
What color it might be?
I have no idea. I didn't bother to check. And that might not be true. Also, he drives a Harley. It's blue, metallic blue. It's got the same blue saddlebags on it.
When was the last time you saw DJ?
Let's see here. He was at the pot shop, I want to say like 2 weeks ago.
Does he work there, or is he just helping out, or just because he knows Eric, or what?
He bullied his way into a place living upstairs.
Is So you had a shotgun up there.
I did.
Who had the pistol up there?
The pistol was Eric's.
How did the pistol get there?
DJ took it. If DJ wants something, DJ takes it. Whether it be advantage or what have you.
Just bully it?
Yeah, well, he bullied the hell out of me. I actually called because he took my firearms and buried them.
You know where they're at?
I got them back, but we called you guys mm-hmm. about that. And we made a report, and we also at the time said there's marijuana up there. And I think I said at that point in time, I don't have anything to do with the marijuana growing up there.
What kind of guns did you have? You had the shotgun?
It was a shotgun, and Dave had a 308, a Thompson center arm. Very, very nice firearm. Break action, that single shot break action Thompson.
I've got a 223 like that.
Oh, nice. They're good guns. And after the dog beating thing, after I took off, I was still threatening to go to the landlord. I still wanted the plants to hell off the property. Anyway, he took the guns. You guys showed up. He took the guns and buried them. He wouldn't give them back. So we called you. And after that, I didn't have any communication with Alvaro except to go back up there. I did successfully get my guns back. We told him that we went to you and that we wanted our firearms off the property. We just wanted our shit off the property. And then after the place got raided, he came to us with some bullshit story. He said, "He's going to blame it on Sean."
Tell me about Sean.
What about him? He's crazy. Sean O'Brien.
Mm-hmm.
I think you guys talked to him. Sean thinks he's doing the Lord's work. That was what I got off of Sean. I think he's actually a diagnosed schizophrenic. He talked to me a lot about what he called the spiritual orgasm, which in and of itself is a strange conversation to be having.
So how did he get hooked up with Sean?
He knew Sean from some other time.
Where's Sean now?
I think he's up in the woods by Gold Bar. He
camps a lot here.
He's homeless.
Right, but I mean, I heard he actually camps. He doesn't do the hotel, couch surf.
No, he camps. He's out trying to find God in the woods. I honestly don't know where he is. I saw him walking down the street a couple weeks ago in Gold Bar.
Is he ever driving?
No, I don't think he has a driver's license.
So I know about all these guys you've named so far. Who else you got out there?
Huh?
Who else is involved? I know all about Eric. I know all about DJ. I know all about Sean.
Yeah. Well, that's... You got me. Oh, wait. Hold on. Duffy. I'm pretty sure that's where... Because I actually didn't know how many plants were on the property when you guys raided it.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't bother to count, but DJ, I guess, had met with somebody who said they had an I-502. It was in Moses Lake.
What's Duffy's real name?
I don't know.
So what's their connection? What's Duffy and DJ do?
What did Duffy and DJ do?
Mm-hmm.
DJ was bragging about getting a job at their I-502. He said that they need to. He said that they wanted to hire him because he was the best grower. I didn't know that they were transporting plants onto the property. 650 plants? Oh, my God. Well, I'm just glad I wasn't there. I'm glad I had left. All right. How can I help you now? What can I say to help you here?
So what did you do about water?
What did I do about water?
Where did you get water from?
I didn't get water.
You never drove that orange truck?
I drove that orange truck once. I drove it to Waterville.
Mm-hmm.
To ask the crop production folks if they would...
And what'd they tell you?
Hell the fuck no.
And why is that?
They said they'd helped a couple of old guys last year.
Mm-hmm.
And that they weren't going to do it. And they weren't going to... They weren't going to sell any water, and I said, okay.
And when was that?
That was June, I don't know, 5th? I honestly don't know. It was early June, back when I was still up there. But
so
it was,
why would you drive to get that much water if you weren't helping with the grow?
Get water in the tank.
What tank?
There's a big black tank up top. I don't know if you followed the water line all the way up. There's a big black tank up there. You need water up there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's not just for growing either. I mean, 750 gallons doesn't go very far, and it goes bad relatively quick.
So if people are telling me that you're directly involved, what would you say?
I would say that no, I left. That I made an error in judgment in letting DJ onto that property. I made an error letting him onto that rental contract. I wanted him to, I called you guys. I mean, that's about as not involved as you can get, right? No?
No.
Well?
You knew what was going on.
I knew what was going on, so I called.
You know what's going on. You're living there. You stayed there even when you knew what was going on.
I left. It was dangerous and scary and stupid, and I left.
I'm not saying I'm taking you to jail. I'm just saying you knew what was going on.
Yeah.
And you didn't leave yet, so you're directly involved. That's what I'm telling you.
Oh, Jesus.
Am I wrong?
I didn't help DJ get those plants up there. I didn't help him with the plants.
Who built the framing?
DJ, and he had a couple of little minions.
You're telling me you never stepped foot in that marijuana grow?
I'm not going to say that. I am going to say that I didn't know what to do. I was in with people that were really dangerous, and I was afraid for my life, and I didn't.
Let me tell you this, okay?
Yeah.
I'm not taking you to jail today.
Did I?
I know you're directly involved.
Yeah.
Okay. So I want full honesty at this very moment in time.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
I know a lot more than you think I do.
Sure you do.
Okay? It's not just us involved.
The DEA and
so
everybody else.
So everybody's breathing down right now, right? We've been monitoring with game cameras for 2 years what's going on up there.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're telling me now you know.
I know you know
that you're
and
involved.
I'm yeah.
So tell me your true involvement. What is your true involvement with all this? Did you help tend to plants? What was your
my involvement was? No, I was supposed to keep Damon happy. They wanted DJ wanted me to. I was supposed to be the grower. I was supposed to go up there and grow the marijuana plants.
And how many plants were you expecting to grow?
I wanted to do more than 60.
Okay, let me tell you the truth at this point, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
We know, you know.
Yeah.
Get it off your freaking chest, dude, okay?
Look, I wanted to keep it under 100 plants.
This is your one day, your one opportunity I'm going to give you to be honest.
Okay.
Because I'm going to hem you the fuck up if you don't give me the truth today.
Okay.
So How many plants were you going to grow, and what was your job up there?
I wanted to grow 99 plants, and my job up there was to be the grower.
So how many plants ended up showing up there, and you went, oh, shit?
I think it was close to 190, and then he brought more. And I went, oh, shit.
So yes or no question?
Yeah.
You're directly involved?
In the beginning, yes.
Thank you for your honesty. I appreciate it. I really do. You came to talk to me. You told me the truth. I respect the crap out of that, okay?
Okay.
So, thank you. Okay? What else do you want to get off your chest right now before we get out of here? This investigation isn't done, just so you know.
Okay.
So, is there anything else that I'm going to be finding you're directly involved with that you want to tell me now before I find out later?
What would you like to know?
Everything.
Everything? Okay. I know that Alvaro brought all those plants up there because he got evicted from the warehouse. They're trying to start on I-502.
That's Eric.
No, not Eric.
Moses Lake?
A guy named Chase, who's... Anyway, he wanted to buy the space. He's actually in the process of renovating the space to turn it into an I-502.
In the Moses Lake one?
No.
Which space are we talking about at this point?
Gold Bar.
Gold Bar, okay.
DJ was operating an illegal marijuana grow in that warehouse before. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I came back up to Washington was because Dave called me and told me that he had a job for me at an I-502. So I came back to Washington. At first, he just asked me to watch the warehouse for him. They had me staying in a trailer. Denise Richards and John Light told me that that was illegal, that there's a Gold Bar ordinance where you can't stay on a trailer on an industrial property. The DJ then wanted me to grow for him in the warehouse and said he'd pay me money for it. And he said, I give you weed, I give you money. Well, no. What he wanted was a slave. He wanted someone to lift all the buckets and do all that shit.
So he's taking advantage of you.
And I quit on him. I quit. And that was within a couple weeks. Before we went up to the property, I explained to DJ that he couldn't do things the way he was doing in Gold Bar. And he agreed. That was the rental agreement, and he signed it. No, there was never marijuana mentioned in that rental agreement.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly wanted to have a medical grow. I just wanted to have my 45 and then up to 60 when July 1st came. I didn't have any plants. I don't have plants.
What do you want to do with the excess plants? So when you actually were starting to get things rolling, you had 199, you said. So what do you guys start doing? What's the plan? To sell that back to Gold Bar? Where are you going to sell that stuff to?
I wanted them to get rid of the goddamn things. I wanted fewer than 100 plants on that property. That was my, like... DJ wouldn't listen. Bullied me. Forced me.
Took advantage of you, is what he did.
Yeah, he did.
You knew what you were doing, and then he just took advantage of your skill set.
Yeah.
Plain and simple, really.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to go. I want him out of my life.
So, what does Damon know about all this for real?
Not a hell of a lot.
He knows some.
He knows some.
He slipped up on the phone a few times, so tell me what Damon knows.
He knows about the medical grow. Mm-hmm. He gave me permission to have a medical grow. He didn't know how many plants were up there. For that matter, after... he didn't know how many plants there were. After June, like, 14th, and after DJ carted all those plants up there, I realized how far in over my head I was. And I didn't actually know how many plants there were after I left. I went back, but I didn't go back down to the grow, and I sure as hell wasn't counting.
That's my thing for later.
You have a...
I have another dance, okay. So, Damon doesn't know.
Damon really didn't know about how many plants were up there. He didn't know about...
He knows there was marijuana there, I can tell you that.
He knew there was marijuana there, but his stipulation was that everything be legal. Okay.
Fair enough.
That was his stipulation. As long as we followed the law, the letter of the law, Damon didn't mind. DJ was paying him rent.
What's DJ going to do with all this marijuana?
Probably sell it to the cartel. I don't know. I really don't know. I know he rides with the Mongols. I know he rides... I know he's been a kind of a gangbanger. He's covered in tats.
Oh, yeah.
But as far as selling weed goes, I'm actually not your guy.
You just know how to plant it and make it?
Yeah, I know how to make it happen out of the dirt. The selling part of it scares the shit out of me.
What was he talking about price-wise for selling?
We never got to price-wise. We never got to, you know, how much per pound he was going to be asking.
There's money there, that's for sure. A lot of money.
No, there's not money that's worth the time that you spend in jail. Break that down to an annual salary, and no, absolutely not. It's not worth the time.
You sorry for what you did? Sounds like a stupid question, but serious.
Yeah.
Sorry because you got caught, or are you sorry because holy crap, this got too much out of hand?
I'm sorry because it immediately got out of hand, right out of the gate, and I lost control of the situation, and Damon wound up getting screwed over. The property wound up getting fucked up again because DJ couldn't be bothered to clean up after himself.
Interesting comment you made earlier. Okay, you said doing this in Douglas County was a bad idea.
Yeah.
You said on page one, I'm on page four.
Yeah.
And you're just referring to that again. So why pick Douglas County, besides we have the great weather and locations?
It wasn't a matter of, it was just that Damon had a property that was in Douglas County.
But you've been running the assumption you'd get caught. You said that early on today.
Uh-huh. I was under the assumption. I knew. I knew what was coming,
so
man.
So why bother? Why keep going through with it?
Point of no return, and then I stopped.
Once you're fucked, and might as well just...
No, I left, and I didn't know what to do, and I'm honestly a little scared of what Alvaro is going to do. He knows where I live. He knows my address. I came here, and I talked to you. Now, if I talk to you and I go to jail, then...
You're not going to jail, I told you that.
I appreciate that. But I
can't. Honesty goes a long way with me. Okay. And I can verify some of the things you've told me today.
Okay.
So, like I said, you made a mistake. There's no doubt about it.
I made a huge mistake. I'll be the first one to admit it.
There's no doubt about the mistake, but.
I tried to. I tried this
right here, long freaking way with me. Long way.
Yeah.
You manned up, came and talked to me.
Well,
and that's why I'm giving you the respect I'm giving you.
I appreciate that.
You made a mistake. You smoke pot because of mental health issues or your other issues going on. I'm down with that. I'm good with that. But when you start growing that much marijuana in our county, now...
I didn't know there were 650 plants up there, man.
But the smoke of the marijuana, stuff like that, I don't care. It's legal. I mean, and if it helps you feel better, I'm good with that. I'd rather you smoke marijuana than do other things, right?
I'd rather smoke marijuana than take the prescription ADHD medication. That's dextroamphetamine. That's a real drug.
I'm with you there. I hear you all the way on that.
Ritalin, methylphenidate, hydrochloride. That is a synthetic cocaine molecule.
They're giving you toxic crap instead of marijuana.
Well, it caused me to have a psychotic reaction. Some people, as a small fraction, that has a very large reaction to that stuff, and I'm one of those people. I didn't see nothing wrong with growing some medical weed. I did see what was wrong with what he was doing, because if I'm not mistaken, he was stealing water. That is another thing that I told him not to do. The orange truck, he didn't have permission to use that. I didn't either. And if someone wants to, you know.
You only got one water one time in that truck?
One time.
At Crop Production?
At Crop Production Services.
Who drove it other times then?
I'm guessing Alvaro.
Is he the only one? Because I have camera photos.
There might be. Okay, so there was a guy, I met him one time.
Who's that?
Okay, and by the way, I did go back to the property on August the 2nd, I believe. That was the day before you guys raided the place.
What were you there for?
He had borrowed a trailer from Dave. Dave is, like I said, mentally ill, mm-hmm. and so sometimes he forgets why he's angry at people. Alvaro asked to borrow his trailer. He borrowed the trailer. Dave's a Craigslist addict, and there was a spa. It was like a very nice spa up on Craigslist, and Dave wanted to go get this spa. It was free, but he didn't have his trailer. And he said, "Well, I'm gonna go get my trailer back." And I said, "Dave, you can't make that drive." And he can't make the drive, and he can't take the heat. And so I told him I'd go up there and I'd get the trailer back for him, and I did.
Okay.
And
did you see the marijuana that day?
I did. I didn't bother
pretty
to stop.
Pretty big grow at that point.
I didn't bother to stop. And I didn't bother to stop and count. I'll put it to you that way. I was like, "Oh, okay." At that point, I figured you guys were
game over.
Game over. Absolutely.
Right. Standard questions.
Yeah.
As you can see, it's even laminated. Can you think of anything else I should know about?
The guy that might have been driving the truck. His name is Richard.
Richard what?
I don't know. I met him one time when I was up there.
Where's
like
he
I
from?
Said. Somewhere in the area, close by. I think he's up on Badger Mountain. He was driving a beat-up Chevy.
What's he look like?
Older guy, medium height, probably 5'10", grizzled looking. I'd have to say if I had to place him somewhere, I'd say he's about 50 to 55.
How many times do you think he drove the truck?
I have no idea. I really only met him once.
Okay.
The same with the guy Duffy. Mm-hmm. He was up there that day when I went to go get the truck.
On August 2nd.
Yeah. On August 2nd, the day before you guys took the place.
How'd you guys know we did it?
Huh?
How'd you guys find out we did it?
I got a phone call.
From?
From Alvaro. Actually, I didn't get it. Dave got a phone call from Alvaro asking me for one of the neighbor's phone numbers, Dennis Newman.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a hold of Dennis, and I said, "Hey, Dennis, like, what happened?" He said, "Well, they're busted." "Okay, thanks." And that was that. Then I read the paper, the OMAC Chronicle, and I saw how many plants there were, and I damn near had a heart attack.
Was everything you told me to say the truth?
Yeah, let's go through the notes line by line, and I'll make any corrections you need.
I might go through them all, but you didn't knowingly lie to me at any point today.
Not once you gave me a chance to be honest with you.
Did you make this statement of your own free will?
Yes, I did.
Is there anything else you feel we need to go back and add, change, or correct? Anything you think I misunderstood?
I don't think so.
Okay. it's all right with you, I will go ahead and shut this recording down then. Does that sound good?
Sure.
Be the end of John's statement. The current time is 12:54 hours. And I'll tell you when we're done recording here in a minute.
Okay.